Hurdlers, Emily Abadi here, bringing you another installment of Hurdle Moment from Hurdle. Today, I am chatting all about the tips and tricks you need to run through the cold weather running tips. And to do it justice, I brought in reinforcements. Her name? Emma Abrahamson. If you've never heard of Emma before, she's an absolute delight. She's a running coach and YouTuber based out of Portland. She also ran track at the University of Oregon. We talk about this in today's episode, but Emma has an unbelievable 4:39 mile PR. Super casual. Anyway, we talk about it all day, from dressing smart in the winter to if it's ever too cold to get out there and run, other tips and tricks you need to execute in a safe way to stave off injury and to enjoy yourself. Now, one thing we neglected to chat about that I do want to bring into the fold here in this intro is the importance of a warm-up, especially in the winter. Of course, warming up is critical all year round to stave off injury, to get your body prepared for the effort that lay ahead. But in the winter, when it's super cold out there, it's critical that you are getting that blood flow to the muscles. You're preparing your body for what's about to go down. So keep that dynamic, keep it fluid, meaning things like squats, lunges, knee pulls, butt kicks, jumping jacks, stuff like that. And you can do all of this stuff in only a few minutes inside the comfort and warmth of your own home before heading out there. Again, taking the time to warm up, it takes a few minutes, but those few minutes can make a world of difference when it comes to staving off injury and keeping you on the run for longer, not just the day of, but of course, in the long term. Before we get into the swing of things today, I do want to take a moment and thank my sponsor at Element. You know, hydration is not just about drinking enough water. To stay properly hydrated, you need to consume adequate electrolytes. And that's because they help your nerve impulses fire, they regulate fluid balance, they help produce energy, and important, they help support strong bones. And that, for me, is where Element comes into the mix. Element is delicious. It gives me the electrolytes I need to fuel my body before, during, and after tough workouts. Plus, it's zero sugar and it doesn't contain any of the junk that you find in a lot of other conventional sport drinks, AKA, I don't have to worry about the things that I'm putting in my body. My go-to flavor, I love it, orange salt. I also dig their citrus salt flavor. They've got a lot of options though. So head on over to drinkelement.com. That's drinkelement.com/hurdle to get yours today. Again, that's drinkelement.com/hurdle to check it out today. As always, keep up with the show on social media. It's at Hurdle Podcast, and I'm over at Emily Abadi. If you have a hurdle moment of your own to share or just want to say hi, I always love hearing from you guys. My email is emily@hurdle.us. And in the show notes, I would really appreciate it. I'm doing my annual survey of listeners, getting your feedback so that come the new year, I can make sure that I'm giving you content that you feel like is helpful, is useful, and you love. And that's always my goal, is just to give you the stuff that you like so that you keep coming back for more. So head on over to the show notes, fill out the listener survey. I couldn't appreciate it enough. I think that's it. With that, let's get to hurdling. Today, I am chatting with the ever lovely Emma Abrahamson. Hey, Emma, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going? Emma is she's just kind of wonderful. I feel like you're like me in that you're a multi-hyphenate. You're a run coach. You're a YouTuber. You've got more than 68,000 YouTube subscribers.
I know. I honestly don't even know how to describe myself anymore. I'm like I guess I'm what you would consider a social media influencer. And like that has been brought up to me like 5 times in the last day. And it kind of makes me cringe saying that, but I shouldn't cringe. You know, it's a normal thing these days. But
I also think it's important to highlight your past running achievements as well. Emma ran at the University of Oregon. Do you say Oregon or do you say Oregon?
Oregon.
Oregon. That's what I say. But I feel like some people say Oregon.
Yeah, I don't know why they do that.
Okay, so she ran at the University of Oregon. She has a mile PR of 4:39. Does that ever get old? like say, does saying that ever get old?
It's like nice because it's nice to have a good mile time because then when someone asks, you can like flex on them. But I mean, I don't have it ready, you know, in my back pocket. And I'm like, hey guys, guess what my mile time is. But it is, I don't know, it's something I'm proud of. So I'm glad I got to break that 440 barrier.
That 440 barrier. I mean, that's insane. Anyway, needless to say, Emma knows a thing or two about running. And so today, her and I are going to talk about cold weather running, what you need to know to safely get up, get out in the winter months, from maybe some gear recommendations to just answering some of your most popular questions. Emma, do you run a lot in the cold?
I mean, running at the University of Oregon, it was cold and rainy outside every day in the winter. And not just the winter, it was like the fall and the spring. It rained 176 days in a row one year, so.
Jesus, 176 days. Okay, so wait, I think properly, before we get into all of our actionable cold weather running suggestions, I would love it if you could just kind of briefly give some info on yourself outside of what I've already told the hurdlers about, you know, what you do and what you have going on.
Yeah, so as I said, I'm now like a social media influencer. I also have a podcast called Convos Over Cold Brew, and I kind of just chat with people that I find inspiring in my life. It's a lot based on running just because that's what I've been passionate about my whole life. I was a competitive runner growing up, and I started my YouTube channel in college, and it kind of took off, and I'm 24 now, and I've been doing it for a couple of years, YouTube, and I also have a food Instagram too, so I also have dabbled in coaching. I was a coach last year at the University of Portland, and then I do some coaching on the side too. So like I said, there's a lot of things going on, but yeah, that's the basic rundown.
That's the basic rundown. Appropriate because we're talking about cold weather running. We're two runners talking about cold weather running. Okay, running in the cold. You said a lot of cold, wet, rainy days in Portland. Of course, me being here in New York City, we get a lot of cold days with a hint of snow as well. I think the first question I often get when it comes to running in the cold, is there a time when it's too cold to run outside? What do you think about that?
I haven't experienced a time where it's too cold to run, but I mean, I feel like there are places, you know, in the country and around the world where, you know, once it's dipping below 10 degrees Fahrenheit, that's when I feel like it starts to get iffy, you know? I feel like you can bundle up enough in the teens and in the 20s, but once you get below 10, and if there's like wind chill, that might be a little bit too cold to run. Or if it's like storming outside too, it's kind of scary. So what about you? What do you think?
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel that. I think that like from a strict numeral perspective, it's hard to designate a specific temperature where it's just too much. It's really a preference thing. I'm with you on that 10 degree mark, which just sounds kind of heinous when I say it out loud. But the bottom line really when it comes to cold weather running, and this is what a lot of the experts will tell you, is that you just need to be smart with how you gear up. And we'll talk about that in just a second. But be smart in how you gear up and use your best judgment when it comes to getting out there and putting in an effort. Of course, the colder it is, the harder that effort might feel. And that's also something to take into consideration when you're getting out there in terms of how hard you're pushing out there. So like, for instance, if your rate of perceived exertion, your RPE running in the cold is like, wow, it feels like I'm going a 10 out of 10 when otherwise it would feel like you were running a 5 out of 5, then adjust accordingly and don't force yourself to go after like the next great PR when you feel as though you're about to summit Mount Everest.
Definitely.
And so I hinted at this, but dressing for cold weather, how you layer up changes when it's chilly outside. So what advice do you have for the hurdlers about cold weather dressing for the run?
So for me, since I had to deal with rain and cold, it was so important for me to not like be weighed down by my running gear, even because you want to be warm while you're running, but you also don't want to feel like, maybe if it starts to rain or if like the snow starts melting on you, you don't want to feel bogged down by your running gear. So for me, I always wore tight clothes when it was like cold outside and cold and rainy, because I found that it like created less drag and it just wasn't sopping wet, you know, when I finished running. So
yeah, for me, yeah, that's really smart.
Yeah, definitely going tight clothes.
tight clothes. Okay, good tip. Also, important to keep in mind the fabrics that you're putting on your body. They always say it in the summer, if you wear cotton and you sweat and it gets wet, then it's heavy and hot on you and it's not breathable. The same issue kind of goes for the winter. If you're wearing a lot of cotton clothing and it gets wet, it stays wet and it stays cold, which can be super dangerous when it comes to, you know, getting too cold, hypothermia, and all that kind of jones. So to Emma's point, layering, super important. Fabrics that you're wearing, super important. Sweat wicking in particularly. And then we have to touch on the importance of covering up your extremities, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Those things can get freezing.
Cold, cold. So we're talking headbands. We're talking gloves. We're talking something that's not talked about enough, the right socks. Do you have go-to socks, Em?
I usually wear like Nike Dryfit socks. I honestly am not very picky with my socks, but I go with the crew cut socks for sure.
Love a crew cut sock. Yeah, I'm big on Nike Dryfit. I'm also big. Bombas has like a line of athletic socks that I like, and Stance socks. But I mean, again, it's amazing. Like, I know it's not always ideal to spend $10 to $15 on like a singular pair of socks. But when that singular pair of socks can literally change the run, you really have to think about it as a worthy investment.
Oh, yeah. Finding a good pair of socks is 100% worth the price.
Of course.
Because having a bad pair of socks can ruin a run.
Oh, totally. Just like the wrong pair of leggings or the wrong top or the wrong chafe. Like, all of these things can ruin a run. So control the controllable. Also, something of importance that we haven't mentioned yet is when it's cold, it's also likely getting dark earlier in the day, and it's probably dark when you're going out on your run if you're a morning exerciser. So reflectivity also important.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And you find like a lot of the jackets have reflective things on them, so that's always nice.
And then something else important to highlight when it comes to cold weather running is, again, think about how long you're going to be out there. And just because it's cold doesn't mean that hydration isn't important. What do you, are you a water person? Are you an electrolytes person? What do you drink on the run, Em?
So I am usually like a water person, but I have found that when it gets cold, I don't drink water. It's really bad. I just don't get as thirsty, but it's just as important. I mean, you're still sweating almost the same exact amount. So it's really important to just stay hydrated and force yourself to drink the water.
Yeah. And so I think the next inevitable question that would come in is, when on a run am I going to need water? Like, if I'm just going out for 30 minutes, do I need water? If I'm going out for longer, like, what would you typically tell an athlete?
So for me personally, like, I've been running for so long that I don't really start needing water until about 80 minutes in. But for someone that's maybe newer to running, I would say if you're getting to over an hour, that's probably when you start needing to rehydrate yourself, like find a water fountain or maybe carry a belt or something. Because hydration can, like, dehydration can really impact your run after a certain amount of time.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Obviously, everyone has a different sweat rate, and, you know, the consistency or what's in our sweat can differ as well. I know I'm a super salty sweater, so I lean often into electrolytes. I've talked about this brand on the show that I'm obsessed with lately. It's called Element, L-M-N-T. It's like super salty deliciousness that I shake up in bottles. Orange salt, the best. Anyway, hydration, as we've established, super important. If you're going to be out there for, you know, more than 60 minutes, is definitely something to take into consideration. And so I think the last thing, to get really specific and granular, that we haven't talked about yet when it comes to cold weather running, specific gear favorites. I mean, we talked about socks. We like socks. But do you have any like pieces that you grab time after time when it comes to heading out in the cold, from gloves to long sleeves to pants, tights? What you got?
I usually go with a tight Nike half zip. I have one specifically that has a little bit of a fleece lining. I actually wore it this morning, but it's like it's pretty thin fleece lining. So any of the Nike half zips is my go-to, and maybe I'll put a windbreaker over that just for a little bit extra warmth. And then I also go for these Nike City Ready leggings, and they're just a little thicker than like the normal kind of, I don't know, Nike Pro leggings that I have. And that's like my go-to. They also sit a little bit higher on my hips, so it's kind of more of a mid-rise than a low-rise. So it keeps my tummy a little bit warmer. And then I always make sure, like I said before, wearing the crew cut socks because it covers my ankles. So yeah. I don't want my ankles to be cold. You know, if that's the thing that's being exposed on the body, you're going to feel it on the run. So I also wear a hat if it's raining too, because I find that's a better way to keep the rain out of my eyes and my head a little bit warmer if it's cold and rainy outside.
I'm definitely team hat. Do you have any, do your sneaker choices mix up at all when it's raining or it's snowing outside?
I might go for, like, usually I switch between the Nike Infinity React and the Pegasus. And if it's kind of slippery on the ground, I would say I would go for the Pegasus just because it has a little bit more traction than the Infinity React. But honestly, if it's like, if we're talking about weather specifically, like degrees, it doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah, I hear that. On the Pegasus note, I'm a big fan of the Nike Pegasus Shield Shoe, which actually has that water repellent coating on the top of it. And then it's actually also got some good traction adding on the sole, which helps you kind of make it through those wet days, through those like kind of snowy days. I'm not like a snow runner because I just feel like I'm going to fall on my butt. But on the days where like maybe it snowed the day before and I'm like, okay, it's time to get out there, I'll lean into those. And then, I mean, let's see, other picks that I have. I love Tracksmith has a pair of gloves called the Inverno gloves. I totally love those. And then I think often I'm reaching for a vest when it's super chilly out. Lululemon has a down for it all vest. It has like at least 4 to 6 pockets. It's absolutely amazing. I feel like I've owned mine for like 3 or 4 years now and it still looks like I just got it, which doesn't happen very often.
That's nice. I need to invest in a vest. That's something I haven't tried running, but that sounds amazing.
Invest in a vest. I like that for you. I like that for you. Okay. So we talked about all the things. We talked about temperature and if it's ever too cold to run, so to speak. We talked about gear recommendations, hydration being super important, adjusting your effort when it's chilly out there. I think we've covered all the bases. What do you think?
I think so too. That's what I would need to know.
Do you have any extra words of wisdom to offer the hurdlers when it comes to getting out there and finding the motivation for those cold weather runs?
Honestly, it's nothing more than just making it a habit. Like when I was in college, it was raining every single day. And you know, there were some days where I just did not want to get outside and run in the pouring rain and in the cold. So it's just making that daily routine, maybe having someone else to run with to hold you accountable. I know that was really important for me, the team element. So try to find a buddy that is willing to run with you in the rain and make plans and follow through with them.
And follow through, make plans and follow through. I dig it. Emma, thanks so much for your time today and for talking to me about all things chilly running.
Thank you for having me on.
Of course. How do the hurdlers keep up with you? How do they stay in the loop? Give me all of your details.
Oh gosh, there's a lot. Well, if you want to follow me on Instagram, my handle is just Emma Abrahamson. I also have a food Instagram, One Crazed Foodie, and you can follow me on YouTube. It's just my name, Emma Abrahamson, or listen to my podcast, Combos Over Cold Brew Pod.
I love that. I was actually just looking at the One Crazed Foodie Insta before and thinking that I need to up my breakfast game.
Yeah, honestly, it's a game changer. It gets me out of bed in the morning. So
that and the cold brew. Thank you so much. I am at Emily Abadi and at Hurdle Podcast. Another hurdle conquered. Catch you guys next time.